Wayne Halkoud talks about the importance of carbohydrates, which are essential in providing carers with energy.
You can get energy from other foods, as in fat and from protein as well, but those forms of fuel, if you like, are not the ideal for energy sourcing. Your carbohydrates are the major source.
So tell us a little bit about the sorts of foods and when that people should be thinking about with carbohydrates.
Okay, with carbohydrates, I believe you should have carbohydrates flowing in through the body all day, from the moment you wake up to the moment you go to sleep. A lot of people read up on magazines, glamour magazines, and they look at role models that they might want to try and model themselves on. Those people go into unusual diets in that they may restrict their carbohydrate intake, but then they don't have a heavy workload, most of them, during the day. So a lot of people mistakenly go for those type of quick fix diets where they deprive themselves of carbohydrates, and thus deprive themselves of energy and giving themselves low self-esteem, lack of energy of some kind, and it can actually make your body composition change and actually get worse once you go back to a normal diet.
So concentrating on carbohydrates, take us through the day and some of the things that people should be thinking about eating.
To sustain a nice even flow of energy all day, I'd prefer to go to a low GI type of carbohydrates system, and just making choices of certain carbs over another. And I'll give you an example. Like for the first meal of the day, I might have porridge in preference to, say, rice bubbles or cornflakes. And the fact that porridge is a lower GI, which means it breaks down in the system slower. So what I'm saying is that when you consume that carbohydrate, being a low GI as it is, this porridge, it takes a lot longer to break down in the system and become available in the bloodstream, thus preventing insulin rushes. So it's ideal for diabetics, and it's also good in that it prevents food cravings. It takes longer to break down, so you feel full for longer. And also, another example may be kumara over potatoes, and that kumara may take up to twice as long to break down and be available in this blood for energy release, whereas potatoes would take you up on energy high and take you down lower than what you were originally.
Mm. So between sort of porridge for breakfast and kumara for dinner, is there anything else?
You can have your whole grain type of carbohydrates. Like I prefer to switch people over, if I can, from refined or white flours, if you like, to whole grain type of breads and flour products, like even pita bread, whole grain breads over white bread, and that. Well, the difference being that a whole grain has not been refined, and that the grain hasn't been ground down to a real fine, minute particle. And when they grind these down to smaller particles, like with the white flour, the particle is more available to the digestive system to being broken down faster. So that's why it's detrimental in your energy levels to take on those kind of foods, because they break down fast, they give you this energy release really quick, and they take you up and they just shoot you right down, and you feel worse than what you did before you had them. And thus, a lot of people get in a slump during the middle of the day where they kind of drop onto the couch and say, geez, I'm so tired, mainly because they're having the wrong type of carbohydrates in the system.
Right, so really the secret there is, you know, to eat things that will just tick away steadily, giving you energy right through the day.
Yeah, and I call it the trickle feed system, where you're just trickling, it's just trickling into the bloodstream all the time. With the GI values, I'll give you an example, say kumara over, say, baked potato. There's also apple muffins over rice bubbles, porridge over boiled potatoes, toasted muesli over cocoa pops, peaches over Vita Brits, plums over pineapples. We're coming up to the summer season now, so we've got all the stone fruits coming out. So I'm going to give an example of different fruits that are good and bad and why they are. Okay, I would pick, personally, peaches over, pineapple, because peaches take twice as long to break down, yet they probably yield around about the same calories.
For people who have listened to what you've had to say and decided, right, I'm going to do that, should they go the whole hog, change everything, you know, from one day to the next?
No, when I tell people to try and change the food types or what they're actually eating, or what I try and do is try and get them to change one food type at a time. So I call it the chipping away effect, where you don't get sucked into thinking that you're going into a diet, this big diet thing. Because you mentioned the word diet and people freak out and go, oh no, I couldn't change my whole mindset. So what I do is I get them to change one food type at a time, like, let's say, kumara over potato, porridge over your Weet-Bix and things like that. Just slowly chip away and add kidney beans into your menu over other pumpkin and things like that, or different types of fruits over other fruits, yeah.
So do it sort of one a week over that sort of period?
If you're capable, yeah, one or two a week, yeah.
With carbohydrates, if you're going for that, you know, constant release of energy, do you need to pace when you eat? I mean, is it every 2 hours or, you know, three times a day?
Yes. If you, I prefer to have people eat smaller meals, say 2 to 2.5 hours apart, rather than the traditional 3 meals a day, because in most cases, see, what we're doing is we're overloading on carbohydrates and all these 3 big meals that we have a day because it's tradition and it was the way it was in the old days. But now we're able to maybe even put stuff away in a Tupperware container, and if it means breaking your meal down into two, it just means that you're not overloading on calories.